You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Subject that is related to salt. In Parashat Vayikra is brought that there is a covenant that is designated between Hashem and the salt. And what's the covenant is all about? Right.
No, when the water came down, they cried. Hashem said, "From your result of your water, the salt, I'm going to use it in Israel."
The water came down.
Yeah, it got separated from.
You mean the water that didn't go up? You mean?
Yes.
The water that didn't go up, as the Midrash calls it, "Maim Bochim," the crying water. So now they cried. Why did they cry?
Because they were not anymore close to Hashem.
So he wanted to be up there with the Maim Elyonim that Hashem separated to be able for human beings to walk and go jogging and play golf. So the Maim that stayed here, you know, felt lonely because he wanted to be up there. So Hashem said, fine. So then we'll work it out. So then, what Hashem promised him?
Said the result of the salt that is from the water, I'm going to use it on Mizbeach to become Kadosh.
What salt has anything to do with the water?
When the water evaporates, the salt stays behind.
You can make lemonade out of it too. You don't make lemonade out of water?
Yes.
What salt has anything to do with water? So first of all, if water is complaining, so what should Hashem react? What should be the response of Hashem if the water is complaining?
We'll make him happy.
How do you make him happy?
Allow him to come up.
Take him up. Chazak baruch, barik Allah.
We need water down here.
Huh?
We need water down here. Without water, we cannot survive. So Hashem bring the water because of us.
If we need water, so how can we take some up?
We don't need the whole thing.
So why did he bring it at the first place? How can you bring it and then you take it up?
There was a mikveh. The whole world was in
water. Right. Yeah. And not only that, are you permitted to complain at all?
No.
So it doesn't make sense. So here we learn it's good to complain, no? But there's a contradiction. Because we are told you should not complain.
But when
So you have a kosher complaint and another kosher complaint.
There you go.
Very nice. So now, one thing that obviously it was two rewards actually. Hashem gave water two rewards. First reward was?
The salt.
The salt. Second reward? The same thing.
Hashem gave the water salt.
I was told just now, so Hashem rewarded the water because the complaint and they were depressed because they want to go up. So Hashem said you should have salt and the Mizbeach all the time. It's a covenant of the salt. Should be another one too, because Jews always get buy one, get one free. And the other one is that we have Chag Sukkot.
Nisuch Maim.
We have Nisuch Maim. And also the water, we have a halakha that you pour on the Mizbeach. So that's two rewards actually. So the two rewards I was given. So now, here, why the salt was picked? Because Well, first of all, Hashem should have taken the water up. So now, here, what do we learn? Many times we feel, you know, I'm not, this is a level, right? Let's say there are people, Zechutam Ren Aleinu, like they know Sodot, Kabbalah, right? Some people, they, you know, they learn Daf Yomi, Gemara, some people learn Shulchan Aruch. Some people know Aleph Bet, or maybe they don't know Aleph Bet, right? So now here, the lesson is that Hashem told the wonder, you don't need to come up. Because that was his complaint was, because I'm here, I'm far from you. Hashem said, no, there's no such a thing. Anywhere you are, you're close to me. So that means, it's not that you feel I'm not in that level. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, you have a source from here. The source in the beginning of the Torah says that Hashem created the Etz Hadat, right? So he says, Etz Hadat, where was it placed? He says in the Torah, where is it? Betoch. Betoch, he says Betoch Gan Eden. So what does Betoch mean?
Inside.
Huh?
Inside.
Which is inside? Rashi says something else. What does Rashi say? Rashi says Be'emtza. You say, what do you care if the Etz Hadat is in the corner, is the north side, south side, or east side, or west side, or upside down? What do you care? Why Rashi has to come to tell you is right in the middle. Rashi HaGadosh. Hasek Baruch. No, that's not the message, but it was very good, very good. No, but that's not the right. The message here is, Etz Hadad means the center. So now, here, Torah Tarsha wants to tell us that nobody has any preference to anybody else. That means everybody is placed in the middle. That means like a center of a circle in the same diameter. So that means you cannot say, oh, you know, I'm behind, I don't know anything, I didn't go to Jewish school, I don't know Aleph Bet. There's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. Because anyone in any level that you feel you are, you have the same opportunity of closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. So Ibn Shalom said, why are you crying, Rav John? Why are you crying? Your distance from me is the same as the water is upstairs in the penthouse. But you know, in penthouse, you know how much the rent is compared to the basement. But in Judaism, there's no such a thing. That's one thing you should never forget. And the other thing here is, complaining is not permitted. Unless your complaint is, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to get close to you. That is permitted to do. So when you complain about that you like to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, so Hashem will bring it through. The other point here is, when you go by the beach, the kosher beach, and you look at the ocean, what kind of impression you get? That's very good. What kind of impression you get?
It's unlimited. You can see as far as you want.
Yeah. No, do you see the waves?
Oh, it goes up and down.
Oh, you see the waves. Waves is part of the ocean. Yes. Yeah. What kind of impression you get?
The waves.
Oh, yeah, let's say you take your cousin that is not religious to the beach for the walk. He looks at the ocean. What kind of impression he gets?
Get relaxed.
Bhavajan, surfing! Surfboard! She relaxed. Surfing! You see the wave, it goes up and out. You know how many people they buy surfboard, and then you go surfing? Hashem even refuah shelimah, Hazrat Hashem. Kala Kadosh, here in life, that's how it is. That means a perspective to matters. It's the difference between Shamayim va'aretz. Go to the ocean, you look at this ocean, say, look at this. This water for almost 6,000 years is not giving up. It wants to pull himself up. He said, I want to come up. I want to come up. Why did you put me here? I want to come up. Didn't give up. You know what it is? We say, oh, 1 week, 2 weeks, you come to Beit Knesset, you read some Tehillim. You say, what happened? How come you don't answer me? And then you love your spirit, you know, there's no happiness, you give up. 6,000 years almost, this water wants to pull himself up. So I want to come down. That's what the wave came about. Not for selfing, what was it? To tell us, Yehudi should understand, yes, it's upside down. You know, things sometimes get stuck. But here, the message here is, Chas v'Shalom, you should not give up. That's what the covenant is all about. The brit, the promise, the ahd that Hashem made with water said, I gonna make it happen. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. When you eat on your table, and you're just about to say, Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, what do you need on the table? Melach! Why? To remind you about the covenant of Ribono Shel Olam. The salt on the table, it reminds you that the Mayim never gave up till today. No break, nothing. Pulls himself up. So I want to come up. And that's what the salt on the table is all about. To remind you, don't give up. It's going to happen. And you have to believe it's going to happen. And Chas v'Shalom, never, God forbid, to give yourself any minute doubt. That Chas v'Shalom, Hashem forget about us.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.